This interview was conducted by one of the participants in the Talents Press of Talent Sarajevo at the 22nd Sarajevo Film Festival.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Andrea Mihalcza, one of the participants of the Talent Press section at the Talent Sarajevo Film Festival. And I'm very, very pleased to be joined by actress Cemre Ebuzia, and an actress who took part in the Film Stage Studio Workshop. Thank you very much, Cemre, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like it if you could tell us a bit about what you had to do during the workshop here.
Yes, so there were three scenes that were picked firsthand, and six directors that were going to work on these scenes. And what we did was we first auditioned for these scenes. So I think we're 17 actors this year. We all went up in a row and did the scenes and what we prepared, and we played around, which was great. And then the directors picked their actors for the scenes they're going to direct. And we worked on it for a day. We had about 6 hours of rehearsal, and which is actually not a lot. And so we prepared the one scene, and yesterday we presented them in front of the whole group, I would say, and people from the talents also came in to watch. And it was great. We had our masterclass teachers who were there, and they got to watch our work. It was a very freeing experience, actually.
Can you tell me a bit more about how it was to work with the director that was assigned to you? Maybe method-wise, if you did anything special, different than what you're used to doing?
Sure. I actually worked with a Turkish director, and I'm from Turkey, so that was great. And we had met, and we have a whole Turkish crew this year, actually. And it was great working with him, so... Actually, I was very happy that he saw my work, because he's also getting ready for his first feature. So, you know, you never know. Like, after this talent program, maybe we could work together. So I thought it was a great opportunity for that. And what we did, we pretty much, you know, I studied in the U.S. So I did my conservatory in the North Carolina School of the Arts. So I just went with everything that I knew so far. I did a bit of Eric Morris work, I did a bit of Stanislavski and group theater by myself, and then it was mostly improv. Our group improv the scene, but I had such a good director that he knew where to take us to, and he knew when to give us directions, and that's always helpful.
Okay, so generally, do you feel more comfortable improvising, or if the director takes a bit more control of the performance, how do you feel more comfortable?
I like it when we start playing around, so improvising, and then the director starts feeding you, like putting you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So they already have an idea. So either they say it to you firsthand, or they hold it back for a little bit. They want you to get there before they tell you. And my director, Emre Kayış, was actually very, very open-minded, and he let us experiment first, and then he started guiding us. And I think it went very well, actually.
How many actors were there in what you were doing?
I think that we were 17.
In the scene, yeah, we were three.
Okay.
Maria, Igor, and me. And the scene was about, you know, very quickly, the scene is, it was written by another director who's actually directing her own. So we did it two times. So the scene that I did was Nicoletta's work. So she also directed it. And Emre directed the same piece. It's pretty much a woman who's pregnant. Is got kicked out of her work, so she comes back and hits the car of her boss that she's been in love with and been in a relationship with, and just asks really to be recognized and to get her job back. So that's what the scene was about.
And how was it for you to work with the other actors for the scene?
I'm actually very happy because Maria Badoslescu, I think is her last name. I might be pronouncing it totally wrong, but she's a very recognized actress from Romania, I think, and she worked in a lot of big production films. It was great to share the stage with her.
Yeah, I think it's actually Maria Dinulescu.
Dinulescu.
Yeah, she's, no, it's okay, sorry. It's okay, don't worry.
And so it was great working with her and learning from her and seeing what she does with what's giving to her. And then, yeah, it was fun just being from different countries and just the different cultures coming in doing the work, because everyone has a different technique and everyone is from a different background. And, yeah, and the director was also Turkish, so we were all, you know, having a good time.
So you didn't feel like the language was a barrier or anything for you guys?
Well, I studied in the US, so for me English is...
For you?
I've acted in English before, but I think they were also very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think we bonded very well. You know, there was a big trust, so trust is always good, so it allows you to go a bit further in the process. So, yeah, it was... I had a good time.
Okay. Can you please tell me what if you're working on anything now, or what are you going to do when you go back home?
Sure. So I've been working in Turkey for the past 4 years. I did some TV, some theater. I'm mostly doing film now, lately at least. And I just finished a film with Farzan Özpetek. He's an Italian-Turkish director, awarded nationally and internationally. So I'm very proud that I got to work with him. And I think the film's going to come out in February in Turkey. And I have other auditions when I go home. And we'll see. Hopefully it'll go well.
So you have a lot of things to look forward to.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us, Cemren. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.